Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 15, 2023. Pros and cons of drawings. Question: during lessons, do you try not to make drawings so that students do not get used to them? Answer: yes. If I draw a circle or a line, then at the same time I explain that this is such and such a quality and that the direction of the lines to the right, left, up, and down represent spiritual qualities, and so on. However, it is very difficult for people to get away from visual perception. They still depict our world and the upper world by the same means of expression, and we have to gradually move away from the images. I make a lot fewer drawings now than I used to. In the spiritual world where there are a great number of words to introduce a person to a certain state, similar to the spiritual one, about which you want to tell him so that he can feel something, sometimes a drawing is necessary. For example, the Ari drew the tree of life, Sefer Ha-Ilan, Ilan is a tree, the book of a tree. My teacher Rabesh did not draw at all. For the last 12 to 13 years of his life, I was by his side, and it seems to me that I probably scared him with my drawings. At the beginning of studying Kabbalah, I depicted everything in drawings, circles, arrows, drawings, and various relationships. I did not have the opportunity to ask the question correctly, and therefore I wanted him to understand my question from the drawing. Is it in this way or not? And explain why. I piled so many drawings on him, especially about the world of infinity, circles one inside the other, overlapping, conjugating, that it scared him. I drew a lot, according to the text, and not just what I wanted. When he saw it and realized that I was asking questions in this way, he said, "That's it. We will learn in a different way." But I did not stop drawing. I just did not show him anything anymore. I drew for myself because the drawing expresses very specific states, and conditionally you can express anything on it, if you clearly understand and accept it. From CabTVs I got a call. Why does a person draw? November 29, 2012. How to solve the equation with life and death question. There is a psychological attitude called postponed or delayed life syndrome. This is when a person perceives his life as a draft or a rehearsal before something big and meaningful, which will come later in the future, as if people are going to live forever. There is an example of a senator who wakes up and suddenly prestige and political success no longer are important to him, despite the fact that he is a politician. He really wants to enjoy life, have breakfast with a friend, be in the company of his wife, and read a book or a magazine. What happened? He was diagnosed with cancer. Is this really the only thing that can prompt a person to suddenly wake up and start living? Answer: of course. Undoubtedly. When he is certainly promised a close end, everything else just disappears from the horizon and loses its importance. Everything. Question: does everything that was the most important thing in life suddenly become vanity? Is this the kind of fear we should experience? Answer: of course. Precisely. It is like Wieland said in The Master and Margarita. One cannot escape that. Comment: actually, this does not really say why the mind is given to us, to Homo sapiens, wise men. My response: it is only so that we realize that this is how we live. As soon as the end is clearly known to us, then everything other than the end can no longer interest us. Question: do we suddenly start looking for real values when we know the end is here? Answer: but what can we find if the end is here? Comment: this senator found some simple truth. My response: go for a drink, have a meal with friends and with a woman, and so on. All this also happens after the reassessment of these events and values. Therefore everything loses its taste. There is nothing left here but to live every second that you have so that you feel less pain. That is all. Question: and more enjoyment? Answer, he just needs drugs and that is it. Switch off calmly, my friend. Question, then what do you call a true moment that was lived correctly, with dignity? Answer, I am not in favor of living for just one moment at all. That is not my philosophy. My philosophy is that life should consist of such moments constantly, from moment to moment, again and again. Then it will be possible to think that this cancer, or some other fatal disease, or the end in general, which everyone has by the way, are not important. And then a person will clearly understand what is given to him, why, for what, how he should live it, what to leave, and what to do with himself. Question. What should we invest in these moments? Let's say I agree with you, live every moment and prepare for the next moment. Answer, elevate yourself above your animalistic nature and as quickly and brightly as possible, more effectively achieve the quality of bestowal and love, which does not relate to our world. And thus, as they say, prepare yourself for the future world. That is all. It will be a very effective use of this world. This life, for the sake of the future world and the future life. Question, do you think that when a person is given such a limit, called an incurable disease or something, it is done precisely for this? Answer, yes, for this. It is necessary to prepare people who will serve these so-called unfortunate. I do not consider them unfortunate. I believe that they have been given a great opportunity to correct themselves, change themselves, and raise themselves to the level of the next world. Question, to the level of this love? Answer, yes. May they enter it with no problems. Question, does it turn out that those who remain in this world that burn it with the pleasures of this world are the unfortunate ones? Answer, yes. The others can already rise to this in advance. Suddenly they see there is no disease. Then the question is, why did I do all this? Someone deceived me so meanly. Question, yes. The doctors will say, my dear, everything is fine with you. Is this such a trick that the Creator does with a person? Are you really for such tricks? Answer, I am in favor of deceiving a person so that he solves the correct equation with his life and death. And in order for him to change his life based on this decision. Question, does the word deceived not bother you? Answer, no, of course not. This is an egoist. He should be deceived big time. We should trick egoism all our lives, the way it tricks us, now. This is already a serious, borderline deception. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 4, 2022. How can we understand the essence of obstacles? Question, how can you see the Creator in all obstacles? Answer, only a group can help you with this, which must keep you in this state all the time. But how can you decipher what comes to you? How can you work with an obstacle? First, we study it, and then a person goes inside himself. Why do we conduct workshops, talks, have questions and answers, and read articles? After all, they describe all our work. Of course, when a person goes through various states, he begins to understand that this is something that he has not previously imagined. But then, by reading the primary sources in each new state, he begins to understand what it was about. This is always later, he does not feel it in advance, and then he sees what is written in them really happens. This is the highest psychology, a gradual, gentle transition to the next level, to the next dimension. Or do you want nature to do what it usually does? That is, a species dies out, and another appears in its place. This could be so. Today we are faced with a choice. Question, why do we begin to understand and realize everything later and not immediately? Answer, if you knew in advance, you would egoistically want to go for it. How is that possible? And now you understand with your new thoughts and mind. You used to read the same thing, but now you feel it in a new way because new properties, new sensors, new sensations, assessments, and internal dimensions were born in you. You start to study yourself from a new level. From CapTV's I Got a Call. How to Use Obstacles, December 1, 2012. Never talk about the past. Question: can we, once we have passed through various states, talk about them? Answer: we do not talk about past states, we do not discuss them. We discuss only our means of connection in order to reach future states because they are common to us. Let's say you and I are at the 8th level of development and should ascend to the 9th one. Therefore, we are theoretically discussing how we can connect with each other because we do not yet have these qualities. By doing so, we do not interfere with each other, but, on the contrary, support each other in how we should be interconnected. We are not yet working with our new qualities, we are not showing them to each other, and we are not interfering with each other's spiritual work. We only, as children, play the next state. How can we connect with each other? When it comes and is implemented within us, then we begin to understand it. We are not talking about it anymore, we are talking about the next state. But never about the past. From CapTV's I Got a Call. How to Use Obstacles, December 1, 2013.